trying to help their candidates in the final push. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Trump holding a rally in Miami in support of GOP Senator Marco Rubio and talking about how the Biden administration stopped border wall construction.
They took those big and expensive wall planks and they moved them to another location so that Arizona, Texas, and other places couldn't just put them up. It would have taken minutes. But that's when I realized these people are just sick. They're sick.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis holding his own rally. President Biden campaigning in New York for Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, who's locked in a tight race with Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. New York Democratic Congressman Patrick Maloney on the strategy of his party.
What Democrats are going to do right now is going to go out and fight with everything we've got. For seniors who need cost-capped in Medicare, for people worried about gun violence in our schools, for people who want to have a real plan to go forward together without the anger and the fear and the hatred, fighting for women's reproductive freedom and voting rights. Well, that's what we're going to do.
Maloney on NBC's Meet the Press. There are some extremely tight Senate races, including the one in Georgia.
The only way to avoid a runoff is voters to go out and vote. High voter turnout. And that is why you're seeing big crowds. You're seeing big names in these last few days on the trail here. Democrats took control of the Senate 2 years ago by flipping Georgia. So this is a crucial state. Herschel Walker has the momentum going into Election Day, having closed the gap with incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock.
Fox's Aisha Hosni in Hiram, Georgia. Georgia's seen a record number of early voters. Another close Senate race is the one in Pennsylvania between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. The latest Fox News power rankings show the race is a toss-up. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Weather forecasters are keeping a close eye on a weather disturbance developing in the Caribbean.
This disturbance is down just around areas of Puerto Rico that we think is going to be some sort of a hybrid storm that is going to bring some impacts to the coastal areas of Florida sometime maybe Wednesday, but it's also going to bring very windy conditions and rough surf all up and down the eastern seaboard. So we're going to be watching for that, potentially getting some sort of a named system that could be impacting Florida, say Wednesday into Thursday. Lots of time to watch it, and that forecast is really uncertain.
Fox chief meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. Two miners have been rescued after they were trapped underground for over a week. Fox's Richard Jordan has more.
The South Korean miners survived on instant coffee powder and water falling from the ceiling. The zinc mine in the town of Bunghwa in the eastern part of the country collapsed, leaving the men trapped for 9 days before they were rescued. Officials say in addition to the coffee and water, they built a fire in the shaft. Doctors found the 62 and 56-year-old miners suffered hypothermia and muscle pains, but both are in fairly good condition. South Korea's president called the rescue miracle-like, providing hope to South Koreans stricken by grief, an apparent reference to last week's Halloween festival stampede that killed 156 people. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
A newcomer outruns the rest in the New York City Marathon.
The first time is the best time. Cher Locati in her five borough debut, her 26.2 debut as the champion of the TCS New York City Marathon.
Fellow Kenyan Evans Chebet winning the men's race. This week's total lunar eclipse is the last one for 3 years. Tuesday's eclipse will be visible throughout North America in the pre-dawn hours. At the peak, the moon will be more than 242,000 miles away. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.